Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's right. Still no official name. The WIV Afternoon Show. I'm Spike Eskin. Ike Reese over there. Jack Fritz over there.
Mm-hmm. Spike! Holla at your boy! Now we got this thing started off
See?
On the right foot.
Right?
Yes.
Everything's the right way.
Yes.
I'm trying to figure out where everything goes. You know
I'll
what I mean?
Your boy.
Like
yes.
When you move into a house, you have all your stuff, but sometimes it takes, you know, a week or two, a couple of years to unpack, figure out where the table should go. That's what we're doing. Welcome.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big day. It's a big night for our Philadelphia 76ers.
Yeah, been waiting.
You know, optimally, we wouldn't have been in the playing game tonight. Optimally, we would have been just in the playoffs. Optimally, Joel Embiid would have played 60 or 65 games. They would have been the two seed. That's where we would have been. We've been starting
sure.
the seven-game series as the two seed at home, but that is not what's happening. But I believe that we have finally come to a place with Joel Embiid where the situation is ripe for him to become and be the player in the playoffs that we know he can be. I believe that this is the year. I believe that the situation presents itself for him better than any situation he has had since he has been a professional NBA player. He's had great years. They've had number one seeds, but it's never shaken out like this one. You know, every other year for Joel Embiid, who I believe in, but who has failed multiple times in the playoffs, he's had excuses that you could sort of write off the playoffs about, right? He's had injuries, broke his face on Markelle Fultz's shoulder. That wasn't optimal.
Yeah.
He had a knee injury just last year, not optimal. Mm-hmm. He had Ben Simmons as his running mate, who was a total fraud and melted down in the playoffs against the Hawks. And even though Embiid didn't play well, there was an excuse there for Joel Embiid. Look what Ben Simmons did.
Sure.
We had the bubble when Simmons couldn't even play and they got swept in the first round. And Joel was healthy for that one. But had no Ben Simmons. But the excuses are over because he has everything right now. He has health. He was injured before, but is healthy now, has recovered. He has a team that is built specifically around him. We talked to Daryl Morey last night on the podcast, and that's what he said about this team. This team is not built to exist without Joel Embiid. This team is built for Joel Embiid. Has Nick Batum, good passer, good corner three shooter. In addition to Maxi, I mean, Buddy Hield is there. Great three-point shooter, right? They have players all around him to benefit him. Kyle Lowry benefits Joel Embiid. And here is him playing the best that he's ever played. Only played 39 games ever he played this year, but it's the best he's ever played. More points than minutes played. Better defensively than he's ever been. A better passer than he's ever been. But to me, the big thing is this. He's 30 years old. And it is time for him to have a say in what his legacy is. You know, there have been a lot of people around Joel who have been a part of his legacy, both positive and negative. Sam Hinkie's part of his legacy. Brian Colangelo, part of his legacy, mm-hmm. unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Ben Simmons, part of his legacy. But at 30 years old, in the middle of the prime of your career, coming off an MVP season with the world doubting you, it is either put up or shut up for Joel Embiid. It's here. He has his number one friend and his number one, you know, enemy on some level, Jimmy Butler, an enemy of Philadelphia, an enemy of the Sixers. He considers us an enemy right there in his face, and I believe he will do it. Mm-hmm. I believe we can trust Joel Embiid to take the Sixers past Miami tonight, past the Knicks, and past the Bucks, and take us to the Eastern Conference Finals. I believe it's here for him, it's here for us, and I believe he is in position and will take it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I don't have much to combat that or argue against that. I think both of us are huge Joel Embiid supporters.
Huge.
But also understand that, you know, ultimately he's the face of whatever happens here. And he would need extraordinary play to sort of excuse himself from being blamed or having any liability as to why they don't necessarily succeed. But he's the least of my concerns. And I understand the past. I understand all of that. These are different circumstances. I think this is the best he's felt going into the postseason. He's coming off of obviously a major injury, major surgery. I don't like the two times that he seemingly re-injured himself or whatever in a couple of games since he's come back. But none of it has been severe or serious enough that it has slowed him down very much. I'm very interested in seeing what he looks like tonight after finishing that game Friday night, where I was concerned that he had done something that would compromise him throughout the rest of the playoffs. He finished the game, but he didn't play Sunday. We'll see what he looks like. Nick Nurse says he looked great. I'll take his word at it. Here's where I'm at with this Sixers playoff run, Spike. It's Tyrese Maxey. And I believe in Tyrese Maxey. So I'm not coming from an angle of I don't believe in him and he needs to show me something. I'm actually coming from the angle of he's made me a believer. Now he needs to show everybody that he can be that co-star. Because I think Joel, they can lose with Joel averaging 35 points a game if the co-star isn't there to be the co-star. And you mentioned guys that Joel has played with in these previous playoff runs. Which one of these guys have actually filled their role to capacity?
In the playoffs, none of them.
Yeah, in the playoffs, yes.
None of them.
None of them.
None of them.
So I need Maxey. I need Tyrese Maxey, who has stepped out there this year and accepted the role of being the co-star, being a co-leader on his team. Hell, Joel has even given him a nickname. Hasn't picked up a lot of traction yet, rightfully so, but it could this postseason. The franchise? Really? The franchise? Is that the nickname, the moniker we're going to give Tyrese Maxey? Okay, then. I need to see that level of play in the postseason. I need you to go be Kobe, Dwayne Wade, Scottie Pippen.
At 23? You think he's there for?
Kobe did it at 23, 22. Now, everybody ain't Kobe, so we know that. But I'm just saying, Dwayne Wade did it when he was young. Was Dwayne Wade in his second year when he won that NBA title in Miami? With Shaq?
I think he was.
So yeah. He was a young player, even though he had gone to college X amount of years. My only point is, I believe Maxey's ready for it. I truly do. I believe he's ready for it. And this is a stage for him. I think Joel is the most unstoppable player in the NBA. You can't guard Joel Embiid. He misses shots because he misses shots. I don't think anybody locks Joel Embiid down. But Tyrese Maxey, as a 6-foot guard, does have the ability to be locked down and clamped up. So he needs to step up and show that he can be a clutch player. You know what I don't want to see, Spike? Late in the game, it may not play out in this game because I think we rout Miami. I think we win by 8 to 10 points, if you can consider that a rout.
I'll take it. It'll seem like the biggest victory in the history of the franchise.
But if I can put the cart in front of the horse,
yeah,
and I look at the New York series that's waiting in front of us, yeah, I need to see you go head-to-head with Jalen Brunson.
And that's a tough matchup.
Yeah.
Jalen Brunson is going to put up 42 every
yes.
night in something like that.
And I don't need Maxie to score 40, but you can't be in the teens.
No.
So I need Tyrese Maxey, and I believe he can do it. That's the guy I'm looking at. If we get the co-star that a star player needs to win a title, I think the Sixers are the most dangerous team in the NBA playoffs.
Do you trust Joel Embiid? Do you trust Tyrese Maxey in the playoffs? 215-592-9494. Fritz, you trust him?
I trust him. And where I'm at today is I am so sick and tired of hearing about Jimmy Butler. All I want to do tonight is bury the Butler, baby. Bury Jimmy Butler. Bury the Heat culture. Bury Spoelstra. And, like, get the monkey off your back. Like, the Heat are the team that this Sixers team traditionally has struggled against. Like, they're tough. They're physical. The Sixers can't match up with the grittiness of the Heat. Knock it off. Bury the Butler. That's what I care the most about tonight. Get it over with. Knock it off. Because, listen, if they lose, it brings back everything. You know, I did the whole clean the slate thing last week, which I think it should be clean slate heading into the postseason. But, like, if they lose tonight, everyone's going to be like, oh, this is what they do. They lose in the second round, yada, yada, yada. Bury the Butler.
Do you know how joyous I would be if they end the Jimmy Butler thing tonight? Because it ends it tonight.
It ends it.
It ends, not his career, of course, but it ends this whole thing, this whole part of Philadelphia and Jimmy Butler. 215-592-9494. Chris and Pensauken, you're on WIP.
What's up to the new show, boys?
What up?
What up, Chris?
It's not raining here because you guys are on the air, man. I'm Ike, Spike, Jack. Jack and Ike, no, Spike. I can tend to be a little aggressive. I am so amped up, guys. I left my house at 5 in the morning. I woke up at 5 in the morning forever. It's going to be called after this game, Jimmy, bust your ass buckets, because that's what we're going to do to him. And Maxie's going to – and know, Ike?
Yes.
And Spike, Maxie's going to – now he's going to leave the court with a smile. Like
with
he
a smile on his face.
And it's going to piss Chuck off, and I'm going to love it even more. My hand, if you can see through the phone, Spike, Ike does it about 4 times a year. He don't do it a lot. He holds on to it. Guess what my hand ain't doing, Spike? It ain't shaking, man.
Not nervous.
It ain't shaking.
No nerves.
Not nervous. So I woke up at 5, worked out, went and got another tat on my chest because I had nothing to do. Went to the range with my Glock. Pop, 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 pop. Came here, fixed some machines. Yep. I am ready for bear, man. I cannot wait. All this Miami crap. Miami's tough. Miami's that. I went down to Miami. You're not a bunch of partiers and immigrants. Get the hell out of here.
Hold on. Wait. All right. Okay. All right, Chris. Jeez.
Yeah.
I mean, I wanted to laugh about Chris because I had nothing to do, so I got another tattoo, and then I went to the gun range and shot my Glock. That was making me laugh.
Yep.
But then he had to go too far.
It's usually what happens.
Is that Chris and Pensauken's bit?
Yep. He doesn't know it, but he gets so worked up. And he's passionate about the Sixers. Joel Embiid and Maxie. Loves Maxie. I wouldn't be surprised if he has his Glock with him right there watching the game tonight. Yeah, would not be surprised.
Well, that sounds like
make sure it's not loaded.
Yeah, that sounds like a bad idea. Plaxico Chris from Pensauken. Yeah.
Well, they better win.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Do you trust Joel Embiid in a huge game tonight? Do you trust Tyrese Maxey? Shy and Cherry Hill. What's up?
No, 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 no.
Wow.
I do not. What? I do not.
Well, why is that?
Let me rephrase this. It's not I don't trust Embiid. I think Maxey will get the job done. Let me tell you right now. Tobias Harris, you better have at least 20 points tonight. At least 20 points. Because you're not beating this Miami team if 3 guys aren't scoring.
Well, I thought Kelly Oubre was the 3rd best player on the team.
I mean, listen, with the way Tobias has been playing, he's a burden. He's a burden.
Well, so no, I'm saying, so why not put the pressure on Kelly Oubre to score points? Why are you expecting Tobias to score points?
Because I know Kelly Oubre's going to score.
Okay. So now you're worried about the fourth leading scorer on the team?
I am.
That seems kind of strange.
I am.
Well, here's the thing, though, Shy. What I'm saying is if we had to worry about the fourth leading scorer on the team to win the game, We got some serious trouble here.
Sounds like you are trying to escape a little bit of responsibility, Team Toby.
Well, no, listen, everybody tells me.
I got 40 million reasons why Tobias should score more than Kelly Oubre.
Well, then.
160 million reasons.
Well, he should only have to score, so only because he's paid more.
Yes.
Not because he's the better player.
Well, I mean, he should be the better player.
But I'm confused. I have people tell me that Kelly Oubre is the third best player on the team.
He is, and he's a league minimum guy.
Okay, but if he's the third best player, forget about the salaries.
I can't.
No, it's about skill. If you're the third best player, shouldn't you be the third best player on the team?
My question to you about, I'm not making this about Tobias. But
it certainly sounds.
Well, I'm making this specific comment about Tobias.
Tobias.
My problem with Tobias isn't that he doesn't score 30 points in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I don't expect Tobias Harris to score 30 points in the playoffs. My problem with Tobias Harris is not that he isn't a lockdown defender in the playoffs. I don't expect him to be that either. Mm-hmm. My problem with Tobias is that what I need from him is to want it as much as you need to want it to win games like this. I want to see Tobias Harris on the ground getting loose ball. And I don't want to see Tobias Harris.
He's never on the ground getting loose balls.
But he's got to do something.
He's a scorer.
But he doesn't score that well.
Well, I mean, he scores well enough. He's the third leading scorer on the team.
He's been really bad in the playoffs the last couple of years. He's disappeared. He has absolutely disappeared. I'm just, role player or not, I know that Kelly Oubre is not scared tonight.
Well, then why shouldn't he be the third leading scorer on the team?
I would have no problem benching Tobias Harris. I would bench him.
No, it's not a benching.
I would bench him and not play
him. You don't need to bench a player because everybody has a role on a team. If one guy
His role is to sit on the bench.
Oh, that's fine, but we know that's not going to happen. So my only point is having realistic expectations. And if everybody feels more confident in Kelly Oubre, and everybody, like Joel said, he's the third best player on the team, then why shouldn't he be the third best? Oh, he's the third best player during the regular season in meaningless games coming down the stretch against inferior opponents. When you're playing it, when you need him the most in the postseason to be the third best player, he doesn't have to be the third best player then, right?
My question to you is, who's the third best player on the Sixers?
Tobias Harris.
Well, then why don't you expect that out of him?
I do. No. So you got to understand where I'm coming from.
Okay.
I'm throwing this back in everyone's face who wants to tell me that Oubre is the third best player on the team. I know Tobias is the third best player on the team. I have no problem with that. I'm just saying for everyone else who doesn't believe he's the third best player on the team, why would you expect that out of him?
I think just as a farewell, as a kiss goodbye. Potentially.
It's his last run as a Sixer.
Last run. I was going to say last home game, but even if they lose tonight, they'll play on Friday. So I've been so scarred by the last half decade with him. I would like to see him go.
Why have you been scarred?
Because he's been terrible.
He's not been terrible.
Mm.
Listen, I won't sit here and argue that he showed up for you in the playoffs, but he's available more than he's not available. He's obviously a great team player. He doesn't throw guys under the bus. He doesn't quit. He doesn't wilt like some of the other guys that have been paid here and have been traded away and everything else.
You can't quit if you never start trying, I guess.
Oh, now he doesn't try. Well, I tell you what, for a guy who doesn't try, who averages 17, 18 points a game, I mean, he's getting that with ease then.
I could average 17. By the way, Kelly Oubre averaged 20 points a game last year in Charlotte. I mean,
right.
He did.
What? Anybody can average points on a bad team. This is on a good team. Well, then why don't he average 20 for this team then? Because you don't believe it. Because you don't believe it.
I do believe it.
You believe what? Oubre is better than Tobias?
Yes, I believe
this. No, you don't.
If Tobias Harris sat on the bench and Kelly Oubre started, Kelly Oubre scored 20 points a game, no doubt in my mind. He's getting the same amount of minutes.
Zero. He takes as many shots as anybody else. He breaks the offense when he wants to.
I believe if Tobias Harris wasn't
there. Which Tobias Harris doesn't do.
The Twitter question of the day, brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers with diamond engagement rings for every budget online at marks-jewelers.com. Do you trust Joel Embiid tonight versus the Heat? Yes or no? What is your guess, Ike, as to what the vote is so far?
I would say this is 73% yes.
Damn, you are good at this. 76% yes.
Wow.
I'm stunned. People are positive. Damon and Conchahawk, and you're on WIP.
Yo, what's up, guys?
What's up, Damon?
I don't know if I've ever talked to you, Spike, over
over the airwaves, but I've listened to podcasts for probably 7 years, 8 years at least.
Awesome, man. Thanks.
But definitely nice to talk to you guys. I got a name for the new show.
Okay.
We're still taking offers on that.
Sure.
But tonight, man, I'm reserved about this game just because, I don't know, the last couple years it's just been tough to, like, buy in, and everything seems so right, but doesn't it feel wrong that everything feels like it's, you know,
but
it's going too well?
Can I tell you, Damon, you got to let that go. You rather than let it go, you have to channel it. Right? You have to channel that bad, nervous energy. And the way that I would tell you to channel it, and thank you for the call, the way that I would tell you to channel it is think of all the players who were talked about that way until they broke through. Think about all the players. I know Kobe won early, but not every player wins early. And not every player wins exactly when you think they should. Not every player wins when they have the best regular season.
Yeah.
You know, it just, and I brought it up yesterday, LeBron had to go through a transition. He had to just choke in a way that an NBA star has never choked before.
He did get there early, though.
He did. He got there early, for sure. But the chokes against Boston and then against Dallas, mm-hmm. they were noted, but he eventually broke through. Dirk Nowitzki choked, eventually broke through. This happens. It just doesn't. Even Charles didn't win the finals, but it wasn't until Charles got traded, got a good team around him in Phoenix, won the MVP, and eventually had that year. He didn't win a championship, but he had a year worthy of a championship. Do you know what I mean?
I always say this. Listen, it took Shaq 7 years to break through.
Yes, right.
Like, Shaq went to a finals, got swept, and yep. he got swept out of the playoffs a few times. In 2000, he finally broke through.
So the morning show side question of the day. Oh, Jack, what's the prize? I don't think I have it in front of me. For the morning show side question.
Well, the prize is you get a 2024 Eagles draft hat no matter what.
Awesome.
So that's for today. So if you win today, you will get that. But
can you give me one of those?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, you can get that on yourself.
All right.
I don't know if they're flat brim. They seem more like the curved
type. They aren't
flat
brim. I've seen the draft.
And you're not a curved brim guy.
Nah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
a
little bro-y for
although
me.
You guys
said it's a dad hat when the brim is curved.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got one last week.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not me.
You're not a brim. You're not a curved brim.
No, I like to dress like I'm 17.
Right. Never get old, pal.
Yep.
Never get old.
Yep.
But you're also qualified for the grand prize drawing, which is the Jalen Hurts signed Midnight Green Eagles jersey.
Awesome.
So we will have that for you. The one winner will win that by the end of the week.
So morning show side question. You know, Ike, do you remember John Wayne Bobbitt?
Oh, yeah.
So John Bobbitt, of course, had his bits and pieces cut off by Lorena Bobbitt, his wife.
Ooh, that boy almost got a 10-incher.
Gone. Right out the window.
Yeah.
So I was reading a story about John Bobbitt. Due to a condition called toxic peripheral polyneuropathy, he's lost all 10 toes and walks with the help of prosthetics. So not only did he lose the one,
right.
He lost the 10.
He's not 10 toes down?
No. He is, I guess, 10 toes down.
He is down 10 toes, that's right.
So it brought, with OJ last week, OJ passing away, and then John Wayne
Bobbitt. Get rid of that guy.
John Wayne Bobbitt losing his toes. Your favorite 90s, what would we say, scandal?
Scandal.
Favorite
90s. That's one way to describe it. Yeah.
Favorite 90s scandal. Of course, we have OJ. John Bobbitt off the board, 215-592-9494. OJ off the board. Get rid of that guy.
He gone.
Coming up next, this morning during one of my long walks, I thought of the worst thing about living in the suburbs. The number one worst thing. I will tell you about that next. It's the brand new WIP Afternoon Show. Ike Reese, Spike Eskin, Jack Fritz.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
L.A., actually, coming up at 3 o'clock, L.A. will join us. My first weekly L.A. spot. It's the new afternoon show. Ike Reese over there. I'm Spike Eskin. Jack Fritz over there. Do you trust Joel Embiid to get the Sixers over the hump this year? I do. We will talk to you about that in a second. But first, Ike, you know I had hip replacement surgery in November. And I'm doing well, but I'm not back to running yet. So I take long walks in the morning. Like an hour long, take a long walk. I was walking this morning, and something happened to me that happens often, and it seems like a suburbs phenomenon to me. It was worse when I lived in Delco than in Jersey, but it's still bad up there. I walked past somebody on my street. I don't know if I recognized him, didn't recognize him, whatever. I smiled. I said hello. I got a half grin and a nod and walk away.
There's nothing wrong with that.
There's a lot wrong with that. If I say hello to you, you got to say hello.
No. Huh?
That's the rule. Hi. Huh?
You got a lot of rules.
I mean, yeah, you really do. In a
polite society, we say hello to each other.
I mean, a tip of the cap, you know, a little head nod. That's all you really need.
Don't give me the awkward half smile. The I don't want to talk to you in the office half smile.
That's kind of what it is.
The I see you in the office every day. I don't know your name. I don't want to say hi. I don't want to say hello. So I'm not tricked into a conversation. Don't give me that on the street. I don't want to break down, you know, world issues with you. I just want you to say hi to me. So you do not have this issue.
I don't have a problem with it.
But it happens.
Oh, yeah, it happens for sure. For sure, it happens.
And you're deep South Jersey.
Yeah. Well it's just, I don't know what that means.
I just mean more south than like Cherry Hill.
They're more rude in South Jersey. Yeah.
No, I'm just saying.
Bad people? Is that?
Right across the bridge is deep South Jersey.
Yeah, bad people.
Guy lives in Jersey for a couple of years. Now he's a Jerseyman.
Yeah, he's been there before.
Now he's a Jerseyman.
Wait, you live in the Pine Barrens?
I'm a Jerseyman.
Not a Jerseyman.
I am a Jerseyman.
No, you're not. You're a Delco's man.
I am a Delco man.
And you're on the west end of Delco, which means you're almost a Chester County's man.
No, do not accuse me of that.
Well, I'm a Chester County's man.
Yeah, he wants you in his group.
And what's it like in Westchester?
Beautiful.
Do you say no? Do people say hi to you? You idiot. Do people say hi to you?
Yeah, well, I'm well known. Yeah. When you're the mayor of Westchester,
But how do you respond? Do you engage? See, that's what it boils down. Spike's looking for conversation.
No, I'm looking for in and out.
Exactly.
I don't need to stop there and have a combo. It's a nice little like head tilt. Head tilt.
Whoa.
The old head.
Tilt.
Yeah.
Tilt.
Yeah.
I got that one.
Thank
I don't
you,
know
buddy.
If you, yeah, you got it. That's
no,
enough.
Don't let it go.
That's no,
enough.
That was I'm not letting enough. It go. Yeah, that was good.
All right. 215-592-9494. Do you trust Joel tonight? Do you trust the Sixers? Derek and Paoli, you're on WIP.
Yo, I know you got rules and all, but you talking about something that I've been wondering half my life, right?
Oh, okay.
I live in the suburbs, right?
Yep.
And that half smile, I'm happy to hear that it's you getting it and not just me. Because I've been thinking for the longest time.
A race thing?
Yes.
I would always say, like, white people just give you a half smile. So, they won't say hi. They just give you a half a smile like they don't want to and keep going. You be in the same grocery store aisle. It's just me and you. And I feel so awkward.
So, Derek, just to make you feel like as part of the family here, when I described it in the pre-show meeting, I said it was the white person half smile.
Okay.
So
hey, I said,
you did. I can vouch for
that. I'm breaking the rules on my first time calling, but I said, wow, I've been wondering this my whole life, man.
No,
so
I don't think they are not doing it to you because you are black. They are doing it to you because they are white. Okay. Does that make sense to you?
Well, I'm gonna start half smiling. I'm gonna start all half right. smiling first from now on.
See, you'll be in the club. Well, you'll get invited to all the secret parties. So, what do you think of the Sixers, Derek?
So, I think with the Sixers, right? I don't like how y'all attacking Tobias Harris, right? And I'm not picking up.
Oh, why?
Talk to him, Derek. Hear me out.
Okay.
If we depended on Tobias Harris to lead us to the promised land, we already even lost. Like, it's all about Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey, right? Whatever Tobias Harris and Oubre and Lowry bring to the table, that's going to be a plus, right? But this is all about Joel Embiid. Tobias Harris is only looked at as a really good player because of his contract. And to me, that's not his problem.
That,
right?
That's sort of backwards engineering the whole thing, I think. I understand what you're saying, but he has the contract because they thought he was a good player. I think, actually,
NBA market.
My frustration, I think, is not with Tobias. I'm actually mad at, like, the Sixers. Yeah.
Yes.
So, I feel you on that. What is your favorite 90s, what do we use, Scandal?
Yeah.
I'm going to stay on topic with your with what you said when you started. I'm going to go with Monica Lewinsky and Bill Clinton.
That was definitely
it's called a
wrong.
Big dose of D.
Oh my God, yes. Jack!
Yeah, he's back.
I mean, that was
believe me, real quick.
Yeah,
there are people in this city,
yeah,
in high places that were happy he was off that drop board.
Really,
the last four or five
hardest wood I had ever touched.
High places within the building or within the city?
Well, in the city, in certain organizations, teams, or what have you, because nobody is off limits with him.
No,
with this,
nor should they be. We're not off limits.
So, yes, that's what I'm saying. So there were people that would cringe with him with his damn drop board.
I'm not the smartest guy.
See, yes, stuff like that.
You know the crazy sort of sick thing about the Clinton-Monica Lewinsky scandal?
Yes, let's get back to this.
Is that his story? I would say for his legend, for the aura and history of Bill Clinton, though I do not approve of what he did.
Oh, none of us do.
Of course. All married men here. It definitely...
Yeah, go ahead.
It gave him an edge that I think ages well. Not that it's better now, but almost like it makes him seem like some kind of cool playboy guy as opposed to being a total...
I mean, let's face it. Listen, we'll have to tap dance around this. We're older. Yeah. Hell, we're not in political office.
Oh, no.
People identified with him.
A little bit.
They did. And they're like, okay, he's one of us.
Yeah.
For more than one reason. He didn't inhale. He didn't build. Like, listen, in the black community, I don't know if you realize this, Spike, mm-hmm. we consider Bill Clinton as the first black president.
I've heard that before. He's like in that Ric Flair right?
Yes. People view
honorary membership.
He played the saxophone and everything. You know what I mean? Like, you know, people looked at Bill Clinton like, man, he was the first cool president.
I guess you could call the behavior cool.
Was Bush
cool? The behavior wasn't cool, but I'm just saying, perception is everything, right?
Yes.
It is everything. So people sort of, like, they were disappointed the president did that. But like you said, when you look at it over a long term, people don't necessarily hold that against him.
Well, I know our next caller will have a comment on that. BlackReady of BlackReady.com. We'll talk to him right after Ike right here. You got it?
I got you.
All right.
All right, for $439 a month.
You were just thinking of dry cleaning that suit. Your brain got all scrambled.
I was thinking about all the jokes I can't tell.
I did not have sex with that woman.
Yeah, and all the stuff I wanted to say that I shouldn't say.
Yeah.
All right. Because my wife listens to the show as well. So, certain things we don't condone.
For sure.
All right, back to the read. $439 a month. Yep, that's what my guys down at Elite Acura told me when I asked them how much it would cost to lease an all-new 2024 Acura RDX with super handling all-wheel drive during Acura's Spring Into Performance event. Now, they're offering a $1,000 Acura loyalty appreciation offer to sweeten the deal for you. Not only is the RDX one of the sleekest new SUVs I've seen hit the market in years, but super handling all-wheel drive takes it to a whole new level. And that was just the car that first caught my eye. Now through the end of April, they're offering unbelievable offers on their entire inventory. Even a new 2024 Acura MDX, again, with super handling all-wheel drive, you can lease this one for just $499 a month with a $1,500 Acura loyalty appreciation offer. And if you're in the market for a new car, you have to get down to Elite Acura while these offers last. How about today over on Route 73 North in Maple Shade? Just tell them Ike sent you, or shop online at EliteAcura.com, or give them a call at 567-908-0528 for offer details.
215-592-9494. Do you trust Joel Embiid tonight? Do you trust the Sixers? Black Gritty, what's up?
Ike and the Ikeettes.
What's up, man?
Y'all out here talking about... Yo, when he went on Earth Studio Hall, played that saxophone, he was a legend.
He's a legend, man. Yes.
You know what I mean? I'm single, so like I said, you know how many dudes run around talking about, baby, the president couldn't hold it together. What you expect? I messed up one time, girl. You know I love you. I'm dedicated, you know what I mean? I'm an Eagles fan. I ain't got a Super Bowl yet. The president needed, baby. What you want me to do? he's certified for life, that's for sure. I believe in Joel Embiid tonight because it's a playing game still, right? I mean, everybody's all hyped up like they're jumping out the window. I'm trying to put a suit on and go get a business trip done at home. I'm trying to go to work tonight. It's one game. Miami in a series, might be scary. Jimmy Butler, all that stuff. But one game at home, we could beat Miami, and we're going to beat Miami tonight by at least 6 points. Tobias Harris is a great human being, a great person. I hope that him and Boban have a podcast, live the rest of their life in glory. My God, his man is stolen. He is a trash panda, and he is horrible. And the best thing about Tobias Harris is he does what Ben Simmons does. Before the All-Star break, he plays his heart off, plays his tail. I'm an All-Star. After every All-Star break, where does he go? Where does he go? Your boy disappears. In the playoffs, he ain't never showed up to show out to fall apart. That's why nobody cries or complains about him not doing nothing, because he never does nothing. So, again, you know who? You know what's on? It's not about Joel Embiid. It's not about Maxey. It's not about all them people still been here. We had 19 different teams. It is about Nick Nurse and his ability to get the best out of his individuals and know how to call a timeout and use rotations and substitutions. It is a playing game. We'll get this George W., and then we can roll on and see the Knicks and go take it step by step. Stop jumping out of the window telling me we're going to the finals already. Let's stay focused on the task.
Well, we are going to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, okay. That'll feel like the finals.
Giddy up, Tobias. Giddy up, Tobias. You got 3 rounds to go, brother.
What's your favorite 90s scandal?
It's one man who encapsulated the beginning and the end of the 90s. Mike Tyson. He went to jail, got out, bit his ear off too. Boy, he had the 90s on lock. Mike Tyson.
That's a good one there, yeah.
That's a good one. I mean,
Mike Tyson.
You had to live through that too. Because you guys were talking about the Robin Givens thing, the interview that he had. But that was, what a fall. And the most amazing thing about Mike Tyson, and I think about it when you guys were talking about Tiger last week. Tyson came back. He obviously wasn't the same guy, but he looks like that guy.
Right.
So every time he would fight, people would be like,
I'm all in.
Here it comes. Even a few years ago when he fought Roy Jones, I bought it. Because I'm like, yeah. And
now, did I buy that? I think I did. I think I did buy it.
And when he fights, Jake Paul,
I'm definitely getting it.
I'm going to buy that too.
Well, it's Netflix, so we don't have to buy it.
Oh, so it's free.
So it's free for us.
There you go. Yeah. I mean, the Mike Tyson era, I don't know. Can you qualify that as a scandal, though?
Well, I would say the biting hole of the ear.
Well, hell, he had several.
Biting
of them,
off the
Spike.
Ear. Yeah, biting off the ear.
Hold on.
Yeah. Well, there's
you realize what he went to jail for, right?
Well, yes. Well, that. Were we talking about that specifically?
Well, I didn't know. I think.
Let's put the ear. Put the ear in there.
Yeah, he's just like Mike Tyson in general in the 90s.
The ear. I mean, the ear is crazy.
Yeah.
Is Tyson in the 90s Mount Rushmore?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Tyson and Jordan.
Are we talking about sports?
I'm talking about athletes, right?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, Mike Tyson was an athlete.
I need some time to think.
About Mike Tyson?
No, just about who's on the Mount Rushmore.
Oh, Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, there's a lot of athletes.
I know Mike
the
is there.
Yeah, you know, the names just pop in my head. Is King Griffey Jr. on the Mount Rushmore?
Okay.
I'm just thinking.
Is Tiger 2000s or 90s?
I don't know.
He's 2000.
He's 2000.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we had.
Tiger is the Mount Rushmore 2000.
Yeah, he has to be.
I mean, yeah.
So we had on our podcast, Daryl Morey came on last night.
Oh, how was that?
Talked for about an hour about the play-in, the season, so on and so forth.
Did he know your guys' names?
He did. He knows
our
names.
Does he know you're on a new show here?
He does.
Okay.
Well,
trust me. I'm just wondering, you know, you got connections. I don't know if the afternoon show sort of commingles with the whole rights to Ricky Sanchez.
Yeah.
Oh, they're too smart for
dumb sports
radio.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you got
your
own thing.
The perception that's given off.
All right. What I wanted to say was, when we had him on earlier this year, after the trade deadline, he made a comment about finding out whether Tyrese Maxey could be the second best player on a championship team.
Yeah.
Last night, he had this to say.
Look, there's a lot of options. A lot of them are really good. But there's a spectrum, and some of those are better, and some of them aren't as good. So, look, we're set up very well for, you know, big things to happen. But you need to, you know, you need to execute on those. And then if you have to go to plan B, you have to make those as optimal as possible to both make you good in the short run and also keep your flexibility, you know, using your picks and other things to continue to improve the team in the short to medium term. But the bottom line, we're going to be in a good spot because of Maxey and Joel. It's just you really feel a responsibility to make 3 through 10 extremely good as well.
So he feels like Maxey can be 1 or 2 of a championship team, which I was not there until, believe it or not, the last month. There's something that has happened with him where in the fourth quarter, it's like he realized he can do it whenever he wants to.
Yep.
And I know the Spurs stink, but that overtime Spurs game,
that mattered.
It just, he took over in a way that he had not taken over before. He had gotten hot before. He's got a lot of scored a lot of points before, but just the way that he goes downhill toward the basket and get there every single time, I think is different. And I do think he can be the number two on a championship team.
Yeah, and the great thing about Maxey is that his game is still growing, meaning that there's still more he can add to his offensive repertoire, to what he can do out there as a player on the court in today's game. He has the necessary athleticism. He has the quickness, maybe the quickest player in the NBA since Russell Westbrook. I don't know if Russell Westbrook and John Wall, these guys, when they had the ball in their hands, man, they just were moving at a different speed than everyone else.
Derrick Rose before injury,
Derrick Rose before injury.
Yep.
And so I think Maxey is right there when it comes to sort of that advantage at that position. And the biggest thing for me with him, now defense he's going to have to improve on, but that's always, I mean, that's not uncommon that that's the last thing that comes for a lot of guys who are offensive-minded. His ability to take shots, hit three-pointers. I mean, God bless James Harden. He's the biggest loser I've ever seen in the game of basketball, but he contributed this ridiculous traveling step back move.
But Maxey got it, man.
Oh, no, exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he has perfected it. Like, he has it. He has it to a science. And this dude was pulling up at the damn logo last week at times in games. That just shows you the confidence that he has. I just want to see it during this time of the season.
For sure.
Because I believe it's there. And he, when you even listen to Maxey talk, he speaks with a little more assertiveness and confidence in who he is now, as opposed to being unsure or should he step out there. I think the one thing Joel has done, A, he's endorsed Maxey, but Joel being injured
helped
Maxey just solidify his position on this team.
I agree. I was about to say the same thing. I think overall for the team, in terms of standings, was not great to have Joel hurt this year, but I think all of that falling on Maxey and him, by the way, not doing well with it for the first month
He worked his way through it.
Him getting through it, I thought, was a big thing.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Bob in Allentown, you are on WIP.
What's going on, guys?
What up?
What's up, Bob?
Listen, real quick, a couple things. What is a half a smile?
Oh,
what dude. Is a half a smile? And also, if you talk to a stranger and they even acknowledge you and like give you a nod, that should be good enough, man. Nah. Right?
Nah. That's good enough for me. That's good enough for me, Bob.
A smile. That's good. And they're gonna run them out of the gym tonight.
Yes.
This team is built to win if they all play right. If they all are on top, it's a new season now. It's playoff time. It's just like tournament time. This team's going to show up, and they're going to run them out of the gym. How far they're going to get, I'm going to take that game by game. And about Tobias Harris, we paid him for a reason. The reason we paid him because he was good. And you know what happened? They brought in James Harden. They made a big mistake and brought in the bearded guy who was supposed to help mm-hmm. the team, and that took his spot.
Mm-hmm.
That's like bringing a pretty girl to the dance that you already had a pretty girl.
Bro, that dance, you brought an ugly girl to a dance that already had an ugly girl, I think is the problem there.
You know what I'm trying to say. Yeah. They paid Tobias, and then they brought in James Harden.
Yeah,
Tobias is like, you think they brought this guy for? Come on.
I appreciate all you, right. Bob. Thank you for calling. By the way, if Bob doesn't know what the half smile is, he does it. Like, too ingrained in his life if he doesn't know. You know what the half smile
sure,
is.
Sure.
You know?
And I'm okay with it.
Oh, I am not.
I'll take a half smile. Hell, you don't even have to smile. Just, you can wave.
Dude, I got it in the
just
office.
Just wave. I don't need to talk to you.
I got in the office in New York all the time. I would get right. the half smiles. It's like, what's up with that?
Yeah.
Say hi to me.
Well, you're like, when you're walking the dog.
Yes. No, I was walking by myself.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right. You said you were walking by yourself.
Yeah, not the dog.
Yeah, that's the difference between you and I. The only time I'm walking is if I have the dog with me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not out just walking.
Wait. Yeah, but like, it's before, what, 6 a.m.? You're walking by yourself like a psycho? I mean, like, they're probably just like, I'm trying to stay alive out here.
Oh, you think they thought I was dangerous?
Spike is dangerous.
Come on. I'm harmless.
No, but look how intimidating you are.
Well, yeah, if you're out there with your T-shirt on, yeah.
No, I had two hoodies on.
Okay. Can't see your tats. Wait, with
two hoodies?
Two hoodies.
Why?
Because it was chilly.
It's cold.
It's like 50 degrees.
There's 47 degrees, no sun. I'm telling you, I get chilly.
Two hoodies, though?
Dude, I sleep.
One should be enough. Here's two hoodies is, again, psycho movie.
True story. And I didn't have this problem.
How do you
problem.
Even put two hoodies on?
Oh, I'll show dude. So when I was overweight, I did not have this problem. But since I lost weight, I have this problem. Not only am I always chilly, mm-hmm. when I go to bed, I sleep. In sweatpants.
Oh my God.
Two hoodies.
Oh my God.
Socks.
A what?
And a winter hat.
What?
I'm not lying. You could check with my wife. It's 100% true. She looks at me like I'm a psychopath.
Where's the human touch at? Where's the cuddling?
Nobody
wants
to touch
me. The legs and the feet and what are you talking about, man?
Yeah, she doesn't want me anywhere near her when we're sleeping. She likes her space. It's true. And I guess I don't look hot in three hoodies.
No, you look hot, all right. You look hot, like hot. Like this man got hoodies on, sweatpants, socks. He's going to bed like he's going through a damn snowball fight or something.
Wait, with winter hat and also?
Oh, with the hat is ridiculous.
Winter hat, wait, one more thing. Because I have tinnitus in my ear, like I have this hissing in my ear, I need noise. So
got
I put
a lot
on
of issues.
I put on over-the-ear headphones so I can listen to... To rain noise. So I got.
You're not 60 yet, right?
I'm done. So I have two hoodies, sweatpants, right. Socks, winter hat, and over the ear headphones.
Yeah, Val's looking over at you like, what the hell did I get myself into?
Yeah, it's not great. It's not great. You know what is great? Ranger Suarez threw a 9-inning complete game last night. Coming up next, Larry Anderson will tell us how Ranger has gone from. Good to great. That is next on the afternoon show, WIP.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.